Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? What should I do? Johnny asked himself as he stared down at his lunch plate. Johnny had received Jesus as his Savior, and he wanted to be a good example to his friends, but sometimes it was so hard. Like yesterday in the lunchroom at school, Johnny had bowed his head and prayed, thanking God for his food. But as he did, he heard some of the other boys laughing at him. Johnny wanted to please God, but he didn't like being laughed at. Boys and girls, what do you think Johnny should do? As God's children, we should always do what's right. But like Johnny, who was laughed at, sometimes God's children suffer for doing what's right. Suffering for what you believe in is called persecution. We need special power to do what's right when others persecute us. And our Bible verse from Philippians 4:13 tells us the source of that special power. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The all things surely includes the hard times when others persecute us for believing in the Lord Jesus. Persecution can be the mean or mocking things others say to you because you're a believer. In many places in the world right now, believers are being physically hurt because of their faith. Some are not allowed to attend school or get a job. Others are dying for their faith in Christ. God promises to give His children the strength to bear persecution. If you know the Lord Jesus, there will be times of persecution for you. You may be mocked and ridiculed for going to church, or for studying your Bible or praying. Others may not include you in their fun times because they don't like your Christian way of life. You may begin to feel lonely and rejected, and you want to give up. Can you remember this little poem? Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't let the devil make you sin. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Then pray, asking God to give you the strength to keep on following the Lord Jesus and to do the right thing when you're persecuted. If you've never believed in the Lord Jesus, then you are like the ones who persecute believers. Jesus says we are either for Him or against Him. There's no middle ground. Only Jesus, God's perfect Son, can make you clean from your sin and ready to go to heaven. Will you go now to How to Be a Child of God? And let's say our little poem once again. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't let the devil make you sin. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13.
How was your checkup today?